Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a Catholic news weekly produced by AM 820 to keep you informed and up to date about what's happening in our listening area. And now, St. Gabriel's Trumpet with host Chip Stalter.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel's Trumpet on the feast day of St. John Vianney, a French priest who was ordained in 1815. 3 years later, he became the parish priest in Ars and became known as the Curé d'Ars. He heard confessions from people all over the world for up to 16 hours each day. He died August 4th, 1859, and was canonized May 31st, 1925. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to learn about the Cat Chat concert that's coming to town and what this Moses the Cat fella is all about. We're also going to talk to Mary Gardner about her faith life and growing up as a Catholic. But first up, football season is right around the corner for high schools, and St. Gabriel Radio will once again be carrying Catholic high school football games on Friday evenings. As a way to get ready for the season, we're going to introduce you to some of the teams. Today, Carrie talked to Randy Reinhardt.
Joining us today on the trumpet is Randy Reinhardt from the Thursday Night Lights, the Big Ten Network, and Fox Sports Ohio. He is our longtime play-by-play announcer for the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. We are so blessed to have Randy Reinhardt here with us, and we're going to learn a little bit about who he is, what his background is, and what he does for us for this high school broadcast Game of the Week.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Carrie.
Randy, tell us about your background and experience over the past several years. We know you are an expert in your field in the sports arena. So tell us about what brought you to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and to be our play-by-play announcer.
Well, to be honest, I've done this now for 32 years. I started at the age of five. No, just kidding. But I've done it for 32 years. And I think two forces, one more powerful than the other, God, the ultimate source of our strength, and then Doug Lascelles. Doug said, you know what? I think we're looking for a play-by-play person to help out for a game. Would you come by and help out for a contest? And it was a few years ago. It was an academy football game. And I asked Greg Savoldi, our engineer, how I did after the game. He says, I'm going to make sure that you're coming back next year or else. And or else happened. I thought at first, but then Greg said, no, I want you to meet Bill Messerly. Had a chance to talk to Bill. And here I am doing the games, and I've done over 6,000 sporting events in 16 different sports. And it's a blessing to be here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Great people, great student athletes that we get a chance to cover. And that's what it's all about. We create time capsule moments. I don't expect a 17-year-old to comprehend what we're doing when we do the game at this point in time. But their parents might, their grandparents might, and a few years down the road, those kids might understand what they were a part of and the great opportunity that they had. And we were lucky enough just to paint the pictures on radio.
It's been an amazing adventure for us to, during this journey with St. Gabriel Radio, to kind of get the different high schools involved, because that's a whole new set of family that have become a part of the St. Gabriel Radio family. We, at one point, had listeners, grandparents that were listening overseas, and they were able to hear their grandson on the football field. So that was really exciting for us to kind of see some of that feedback. Also, you have several different other shows going on, and we can hear you throughout the Columbus community. What are some of the other things that you do?
Well, I'm the executive producer of the Auto Smarts Media Group. I produce a car show called Auto Smarts, which is on the radio 6 days a week live. It's on 25 stations from Lake Erie down to Lexington, Kentucky. I'm also the executive producer of Buckeye Sportsman, which is an outdoor show, a hunting and fishing show as well, too. I also do a play-by-play for Thursday Night Lights on the CW in Columbus. And on top of that, I did the Big Ten Network for about 5 years. I helped with Dr. Ross and Tim Street over at the OHSAA to create the OHSAA Radio Network. And I did Capital University's play-by-play for 12 years. I've since retired from the OHSAA and also from Capital to spend more time on the other projects, because I figured three jobs were enough and five jobs were too many.
We are listening to Randy Reinhardt, our long-term play-by-play announcer for the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week. What sparked your interest to get involved with radio?
This is an interesting story, and it's bittersweet. When I was little, my cousin Mark Daly was 3 years older than I was. He was born and raised in Northeast Ohio, up in the Girard area. When I would visit during the summer, we would play ball all day. And then at night, we played radio because we loved listening to Top 40 radio. So we created our own radio station, WFAB, in Wheeling, West Virginia. Fab for fabulous, of course. But we decided that Wheeling was too cold, so we moved our imaginary station. We moved it to Glendale, California, and it became KDRX. and he was Daly Adkins, and my name was Lonnie Phillips on the air. We would listen to songs, and then we bought 45s, and we had reel-to-reel tape recorders, and we would do the intros to songs and then play part of the song and do our own newscasts and everything like that. Fast forward a few years, Mark became the preeminent newsman in Canada at City TV and worked for the CBC for some 30 years until we lost him to cancer about 3.5 years ago. So it's ironic that we played radio station at night, and in real life, Mark and I both became people that worked in radio and TV in a myriad of different sports and news settings. I did news for 21 years. It was funny. When I did news, he was doing sports. When I started doing sports, he went into news. We were always a little out of sync, but still loving what we did.
That's an awesome story. So tell us, does your legacy move on into your family at all?
Well, my son is a bit of a techie. He's on the other side of things. My son, at the tender age of 5, started going with me to games. So by the age of 10, he knew more about hockey, for example, than I did. And I would go to him for information. My son at the age of 16 wanted to get certified to be an EVS operator. That's a replay operator. When you see a sporting event, you see a slow-mo replay, that's an EVS operator. He got licensed and certified at the age of 16. And now at the age of 21, he's done it for 5 years. He graduated from college from Otterbein in just 3 years and now works for ESPN, ABC, BTN, which is Big Ten Network, Classic Teleproductions, and also works locally for the Blue Jackets and for the Columbus Crew, and supervised replays for the Clippers for the first 5 years at Huntington Park, starting when he was only 15.
We are totally blessed to have you here at St. Gabriel Radio and really taking such a great role with our Catholic high school football broadcast. So thank you so much for being part of the team. And can you just tell us, are you excited about this season coming up?
I'm always excited about high school football season on AMA 20. It's a lot of fun. We have great people to surround us. You do a lot of work that a lot of people don't see, and we need to tip the cap to Carrie, because if it wasn't for Carrie, a lot of things wouldn't get done. We have a new analyst this year because Mike Lanza. I said, you know, Mike, you have one bullet left in your gun. Let me know when you're going to go back into coaching. I want to be one of the first three calls. And Mike was outstanding as an analyst, but he did go back to coaching at Grove City. And by the way, I was his second call. His wife was the first call. And we've got Larry Wolf this year, the longtime head coach at Bishop Reedy, and before that also at Academy, and a longtime football coach and assistant at Ohio Dominican. He is kind of like the Don Meredith of this century. He's a colorful guy, and he'll add his insight and a lot of wisdom and wit, I think, to our broadcast as well. So I'm looking forward to his insight. We have great people that surround us too, Dave and Bill and yourself and everybody else that goes out, and especially the listeners. And we're expanding our base a little bit with a scoreboard show after the contest that I think is going to mean a lot too. And a lot of the credit has to go to Ryan Baker too. He coordinates a lot of that in the pregame and also the postgame as well too. And he'll be working with Lee Cochran from the This Week newspapers too. So we're looking forward to expanded coverage because God has blessed everyone here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and I'm just blessed to be here.
Thank you, Randy. You are an amazing team to work with. So I know for a fact, speaking on behalf of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and AM 820, we are so blessed to have the team that we do.
Thank you very much. And remember, you can blame Douglas Sells for this as well, too, because if he didn't reach me on LinkedIn about 4 years ago, none of this would have happened.
And we will be hearing from Doug over the next couple weeks. What we're trying to do for the Trumpet is to kind of get a feel for who you guys are and who our football teams are. So over the next couple weeks on the Trumpet, we'll be hearing from Doug and Randy and Ryan and Lee as well. So thank you so much for all your work, and we look forward to every Friday night.
Thank you.
Okay, Sue, let's tell everybody what's going on in the diocese.
It's nice to be back, Chip. Educating for Heaven will sponsor its annual retreat for homeschooling mothers from Friday, August 15th to Saturday, August 16th at St. Teresa's Retreat Center, 5277 East Broad Street. The retreat is titled Behold Your Mother. For information, send an email to Angie Robbins at angie@educatingforheaven.com or visit educatingforheaven.com. Lots of parish festivals coming up this weekend. They include Holy Spirit at 5383 East Broad Street, Thursday to Saturday evenings. Our Lady of Victory at 1559 Roxbury Road, Friday and Saturday evenings. St. Brendan at 4475 Dublin Road in Hilliard, Friday 6 to midnight and Saturday 3 p.m. to midnight. St. Mary in German Village, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 11 p.m. St. Stephen at 4131 Klein Road, Friday and Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon. And Immaculate Conception in Kenton, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Back to you, Chip.
You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet. It's 10 minutes past the hour. Matt Palmer sat down with Mary Gardner to talk to her about growing up Catholic and what her faith means to her.
Mary, it's so great to have you here at St. Gabriel Radio Station. Welcome.
Well, thank you, and it's awesome to be here.
We are so excited for our listeners today to hear a little bit about your story. And start, if you would, by just giving us a little bit of your background, where you grew up, and just kind of sketch your early life for us before we get into your married life and all the exciting things that God is doing in your life now.
Okay. Well, I'm from right here in Columbus. Grew up on the east side in a Catholic family, the oldest of eight children. I have four brothers and three sisters. And it was just a joyful, traditional Catholic household. Stay-at-home mom. Kick the can in the summer. Snowball fights in the front yard in the winter. And just good times.
Wonderful. So this faith journey of yours began, obviously, at an early age.
Yes.
What parish were you a part of in those years?
I was baptized at St. Philip's, and we lived in that parish until we moved farther out east, and then most of my growing up years then, and then I was also married at St. Pius.
Are you a Hartley graduate?
Actually, no. I'm a Walnut Ridge graduate.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents kind of went a little back and forth between Catholic and public school, so I have some of both. But then they made the decision in later years to go ahead and send me to public school. And really, it was in those days an awesome school. The music program was fabulous, and I had wonderful, wonderful choir experiences there. It was great.
Our listeners will learn soon that music is one of the gifts that the Lord has given you and that
yes.
you share so generously with the church. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about how you came to meet Jeff and
okay.
how you came to hear your calling, your vocation to married life.
Right. I believe I always knew that I was going to grow up to be a wife and a mother. It's the only thing I ever imagined myself being. So I believe I knew that vocation from my childhood. And I actually met Jeff on the front steps of the church parking lot over at Christ the King. He was on his way in. There was a Catholic prayer group that used to meet there back in the 70s. And I had been attending their Friday night meetings for about a year, and this was his first time. And so he walked past, and we said hello to each other. And then I couldn't take my eyes off of him the whole night. So we met up afterward. And I said to him, "You look so familiar to me. What, you know, who are you? What's your name?" And so he said to me, "I'm Jeff Gardner." And then, of course, I knew that we had actually met when we were children. And I said to him, "Well, I'm Mary Luchtenberg." And so bells went off in his head, too. And our parents had known each other from St. Philip's. And our mothers had played bridge together. And so it was just sort of all in the family all of a sudden. But of course, he thought I was feeding him a line when I said, "You look so familiar." Anyway.
Well, I love to see how the Lord puts us together with our spouses.
Amen.
And it's such a beautiful story that you two have. And all these years later, a wonderful family.
Mm-hmm.
I want to move to some ministry things that the Lord is doing in your life. But I want our listeners to know about your family life, which is so important. It really is your vocation.
Sure.
Tell us about your children briefly, and we're going to focus in on Tom here in a minute, but
mm-hmm.
sketch and give us a quick update on all the kids.
Okay, well, almost 37 years of marriage, and we have five children. Our oldest is Amy, who is a music teacher in Ecuador. And then there's Tom, who is, as you know, a transitional deacon, just newly ordained. And then our son, Billy, who's married, a newlywed, just 6 months, and very happy. And we love our daughter-in-law, Mara. She's precious. And then we have our daughter, Julie, who lives down in the Cincinnati area and is finishing an internship down there. And then we have Laura, a rising senior at Ohio State in music education.
One of the ministries that I have seen at work in your family's life and in some of these children of yours is SPO.
Yes.
You and Jeff have been involved with that. And I want to talk a little bit about that and Bethesda Healing Ministry here in the last couple minutes of our time together. Share with our listeners how SPO has impacted your family and your children.
Well, it's been an amazing blessing. Starting from when Tom was taken to a Catholic men's luncheon at St. Pat's during his senior year of high school, and he heard Andrew Keeby speak about SPO, St. Paul's Outreach, for those who don't know. He was just very taken with the whole idea of young men living in household together. And so he wound up doing that all through his 4 years of school at OSU. And I believe that was quite instrumental to his vocation. And, then it continued. All of our younger children who went on to Ohio State were involved with SPO in one form or fashion. And including Julie, who lived in household for 3 years and just loved it. And I believe it really helped them to be strong in their faith during those college years when it's so easy to have your faith be weakened.
It's such a beautiful ministry, and I'm so glad your children have been so blessed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all our listeners should continue to pray for St. Paul's Outreach and consider how they can encourage their children at campuses where SPO is to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the work that you and Jeff do for life. Jeff is recently, I know, stepping down as Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus Council at St. Catharines. They have been very involved in the pro-life movement. But you particularly have had a calling to Bethesda Healing Ministry. Share with our listeners a little bit about Bethesda and your role there and help them understand what the Lord is doing through that beautiful ministry.
Yes, I became involved with Bethesda actually back in 2009. My husband and I were involved in their fundraising dinner, and then I began working there and worked there for about 2 years, from 2009 to 2011. And it was just such an eye-opener to the holiness that Jesus brings to these women who are so wounded. And it was very, very instrumental in my life, just in bringing me into a deeper holiness and a deeper awareness of the beauty and depth of our Catholic faith.
And of course, the ministry particularly ministers to those who have been wounded by abortion,
yes.
Women that have had abortions, and their spouses or partners that have been a part of that. And the ministry
right.
really reaches out to love them in the emotional challenges and the spiritual journey that they are on post-abortion. Is that right?
Oh, yes. And it was such an eye-opener for me to understand that these are the women who are forgotten by both sides of the debate. And so this ministry is just so needed. And I actually have continued to be involved by bringing meals for the ministry nights. And it's just wonderful to have that continued ongoing involvement to reach out to these forgotten women.
Well, Mary, I want to just again thank you for all that you and Jeff and your children, young adults now, do for the diocese, for St. Catharines, your role as a cantor, the beautiful music ministry that you bring to St. Catharines Parish, and then the beautiful way that you serve our Lord and His church through Bethesda Healing Ministry, your encouragement of SPO. These are just beautiful ways that you live out God's calling in your life. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners to encourage them in their walk with the Lord that might be helpful to them as they move forward and try to hear His voice in their lives?
Well, I would say continue to tune in to St. Gabriel Radio, which for me provides the whole feast of everything that you would want to know to be catechized in your faith.
Boy, wonderful. We'll keep you All our listeners in our prayers, thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day. God bless.
God bless you.
You're listening to St. Gabriel's Trumpet, a production of St. Gabriel Radio. I'm your host, Chip Stalter. It's 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking today with Denise and Gerald Mulpety of Saskatchewan, Canada, the creators of Cat Chat, a family-oriented ministry that includes vacation Bible school programs, an EWTN television series, books, audio and DVD series, and live concerts. They will be performing live in concert at St. John Newman in Sunbury on August 6th at 7 p.m. Welcome to St. Gabriel's Trumpet.
Wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So you guys began Cat Chat in 2001. What was the need that you saw that led to the creation of this ministry?
I was a Catholic teacher in teaching pretty much all ages, really from, starting with the young ones all the way to 17, 18 years old, and teaching actually religious education. And I found that there was a real need to, you know, really help the faith come alive through music. So I did about 6 months of research and couldn't find a lot of Catholic, you know, good Catholic music for kids that was engaging, also telling some stories about the faith. So that's kind of how it started. My husband's a songwriter and musician, and he had a bank of songs. He had written about 30. He didn't even know what God would have him do with them. So we put them together, and pretty much Cat Chat started from there.
And a big part of our music is teaching the faith through the lyrics. So we saw a real need as well for teaching the faith in a fun and exciting way to help make the faith come alive. So we put the music together with teachings, which basically started our kickoff, which was a 6-CD audio series that teaches the faith on different topics.
Mm-hmm. And then family friend said, you should put this show on the road, this music on the road, and then that's how the concert started about 10 years ago.
What should parents and kids expect at the concert?
Well, a concert is typically it's very family-oriented, so if it's a parish concert, we definitely make a family feel very welcome. So our family is all involved. We have 5 kids. Denise and I have 5 kids, and each one of them is actively involved in the concert. One is a drummer, teaching our older kids who are teenagers, actively share personal experiences on how they can make the faith practical in their lives. So it really speaks to all ages because we have such a wide dynamic of kids who are actively ministering through this
mm-hmm,
concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another fun part of the show is Moses the Cat. He's our mascot, so he's a lot of fun, and he's part of the show as well. And
the concert really has 3 aspects. We focus, music is a big part of it because we feel that music is a real catalyst to help open the hearts of kids, to draw them into the faith. And then the other aspect of the concert is the teachings, of course, how to make the faith practically lived out in everyday life for in a real simple way for kids to apply in their lives. And the third part is a lot of fun.
What are some of the results you've seen from the ministry that you've had, whether it's in the concerts or through the audio or DVD series or VBS? What are some of the results that you've seen in the places you've been or the places that have picked up some of your materials?
One thing automatically came to mind was we always have a Cat Chat challenge as part of every concert. So the main challenge in our concerts is we challenge kids to set up a prayer spot and in their home or in their challenge to pray, you know, if it's starting off with 3 to 5 minutes a day and increasing that, and we give practical ways to help them to do that. We show them, you know, ideas for a prayer spot, and then we have parents after a concert say, my child begged me to, you know, help me set up their prayer spot with them, and saying now, you know, we're finding they're wanting to go to their prayer spot one way.
And another way, too, is sometimes what speaks lots to parents is not so much the message in the concert, it's just the fact that there's a family as a unit speaks volumes to other families that it's that family life is important. And so many parents after a concert come up and say, wow, or they see us on EWTN, they'll send us emails saying, you know, it's a real blessing and uplifting for me to start, you know, maybe focusing more time on my family. So it's a blessing to hear these comments coming out that it's inspiring families to stick together and do more together as a family and, mm-hmm. and pray together. So that's very inspiring as well. We also have some kids who no faith life. Their parents didn't even go to church, and now he had shared that he wants to become a priest from listening to catch editing. The Lord just seemed to use that for him in a way that that inspired him to have that desire. So there's all kinds of ways that the Lord has used this ministry, and we're just very blessed to be a part of it for sure.
That is fantastic. Who knew that Moses the cat could inspire vocations like that? That's great.
Well, we sometimes see Moses as the real Moses. You know, he's kind of leading the way and leading these kids out of the desert and into a new land that they've never really discovered before. So,
the whole family feeling of Cat Chat that's there that you just spoke of is amazing. So it must be incredible that you have your whole family working with you in this ministry every time you go out.
It's definitely hard at times, but there is a grace there, and the kids are still on board, which is awesome. They still see the big picture of why we do this. It's not about it's not about us. It's about serving others, and they're seeing the fruits of kids. So they're definitely on board. And
that's amazing. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and thank you for developing this great resource for kids and family. I know that Central Ohio is looking forward to your return and seeing you at St. John Newman in Sunbury on the 6th of August. So thank you very much for your time today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. And we're looking forward to meeting you all at the concert.
You can find out more about the Cat Chat concert by going to stjohnsunbury.org. That's it for today's episode of St. Gabriel's Trumpet. We'll be back next Monday at noon with another great episode. If you've got a story idea or something crazy good going on at your parish that you want the world to know about, send us an email at info@stgabrielradio.com. For the St. Gabriel Trumpet team, I'm Chip Stalter. Deus vobiscum.
Gabriel's Trumpet is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. Archives of St. Gabriel's Trumpet with Chip Stalter and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com.